This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship stations in Tampa, Florida. And we're heard all across the United States of America, as well as on some of America's great radio stations and across the Caribbean. And we're streaming live online right now via the internet and the satellite around the world, too. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes to our military men and women. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too. Thanks for all that you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out, pardon me, our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're going to go over to the phone lines, and we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've had a horrible mass shooting in Chicago. Happened about 6:30 last night, local time in Chicago. As many as 14 victims have been shot. As far as we know, there are no fatalities yet. But there were bodies laying in the street, as always one witness put it. On Chicago's south side, it was a drive-by shooting.
That's right, Captain. And at this hour, Chicago police are asking anybody who witnessed this or has any information to come forward to aid them in their investigation. And quite frankly, this sounds like something that you might even see in a movie, the kind of thing that happened. You had people along the street attending a funeral, and it's not clear that all of the victims who were wounded were actually attending the funeral per se.
That's right.
But as we understand, somebody in what's being described as a black vehicle came by, opened fire on the
people. Well, it was more than with somebody. There were apparently four people in the vehicle.
That's right. And they opened fire, but then some people at the funeral in turn opened fire back at them, making the vehicle crash about midway down the block. This according to one of the deputies there. So this is a very, very terrible, terrible story. And as you said, there's no fatalities yet that we know of, and that's good. But it is a mass shooting, and again, police are asking for anybody who knows anything to give them a hand with this.
And, you know, they say there were 70 shell casings in the street, and over the weekend they had 70 people shot over the weekend. Now, this is 2 days after the weekend ended, and here we go again with 14 people in one incident.
Yes, it's absolutely just terrible. And, of course, Captain, as you know, the mayor there in Chicago has resisted any kind of federal agents being sent into the city. But I believe we understand at this hour that that might actually be happening, though.
Well, the report that came through Fox just a few minutes ago before we came on the air was that 150 federal agents were being sent to Chicago. Now, these are probably ATF and FBI and various what we call strike teams are going in there to deal specifically with the violence, the gang units. This is, by the way, this is gang. A lot of this is gang violence.
Well, right, exactly. And unfortunately, just as we've talked about recently on the program, Captain, these kinds of things, the ongoing gang violence, for example, in Chicago, it's not getting the recognition and the news coverage that it really should, so that people understand exactly what's going on. And unfortunately, it takes an incident like this to literally put it on the front burner.
And, of course, this isn't going to stop the shootings going on across the country either. I mean, it happens in all the big cities. And, again, where this is happening is in the big, blue, Democratic-controlled cities.
Well, sure, because there's also an attitude that comes down from the city leadership, whether it's Chicago or Portland, with the Portland mayor trying to blame President Trump for the problems going on there and so forth. It is a real pattern, and I think people see that.
And Don Lemon from CNN is blaming all of this on the availability, the easy availability of guns in the city with the toughest gun laws in the country.
Well, isn't that something?
That is something.
Yeah, they have the most restrictive, essentially, gun laws, and yet the guns are proliferating. They are absolutely everywhere, and so it just goes to show you that the gun laws are not going to stop bad people from getting guns. When are they going to start understanding this? I don't know.
Well, I guess they think everybody climbs in a car and drives to Gary, Indiana and buys their guns. They don't. They get them. They're on the street. They're available. People bring them in from other areas of the country. And, I mean, they're there.
Well, exactly right. And also the violence problem is a hatred problem. It's a systemic problem. And so you can't simply fix it by declaring your city a gun-free zone or any of those kinds of things.
Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with the Capital America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, will be right back with me. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty of stuff going on tonight here. Going to be a busy news night.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask
to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line waiting for me to come back to you. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And, you know, you probably remember the way things used to be before pain stopped you or slowed you down, don't you? Well, I do. But I think about this. I think about the fact that Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have told me that many of their happiest customers tell them that their spouses and friends are happy, too, once they get started on Relief Factor. You know why? Because everybody's sleeping at night. And there's nothing worse than waking up in the middle of the night in pain and not being able to go back to sleep, either. Been there, done that. Now, 100% drug-free Relief Factor can be the answer to your back, your neck, your hip pain, your ankle pain, your shoulder pain, whatever kind of pain that you've got due to aging or exercise or everyday living or even a possible injury from days gone by. And Pete and Seth created a 3-week quick start just for you. It's like a trial pack to see if you can get out of pain, too. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, you're doing it for your family and your friends, because they want you to get back to normal, too. So just go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start. $19.95 is all it costs, and you're going to be glad you did, because it's going to take you out of pain. Just that simple. All right, and back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the president was talking about the vaccine, and yesterday he was talking about it in a very positive manner, like as if the vaccine, the development of it was progressing very quickly, And it was extremely possible that sometime in the fall, maybe before the end of the year, we could see a vaccine. Now, I do know this, and I think we've talked about this before in the not too distant past. The Army and the military in general is currently testing some sort of vaccine themselves. And all we know is that it was developed somewhere. And it is being used by a group of soldiers. And there's also, apparently, a test going on, I think, in Europe right now with a vaccine that's been developed there. Now, do you know anything about that?
Well, the only thing that I know is that, you know, we've seen a couple of these promising statements come out from a couple of these different pharmaceutical groups. It does make their stock prices seem to jump a little bit when they give those announcements. But we also do hear, as you said, from the president that that he does expect it to be hopefully here very soon. But at the same time, the president is now also saying that he thinks the pandemic is going to get worse before it gets better. And he's now beginning to advocate the wearing of masks and social distancing and things like that. And I do think if he can start to get out ahead of this issue, it's going to be much better for him, not only just in a political sense, but in the way that people are going to feel that, okay, well, you know, we know that we may be in for a little bit of a long haul because we're still going to have to test this vaccine. We're still going to have to get some kind of reports back about it first. So we're going to be living with this for a little while.
Yeah, and again, a lot of people, there's pros and cons on the testing. Some people are going, oh, well, it's to control you, just like the masks and all that. Well, not so fast. Let's see what it is they develop. Because is there anybody other than me that forgets about polio and the polio vaccine that came out in the 50s and how the fact that if you didn't get the polio vaccine, a lot of people came down with polio? And that wasn't pretty either.
Well, that's right. And I remember taking that polio vaccine. It was just a little thing. It was taken orally, and I remember doing that. But that was a real scare. People were very concerned. And at that time as well, from the stories I've heard, people would not go to some public places. They wouldn't go to public pools, for example, because they were scared of getting polio, and it was a very real thing.
Now, in Missouri, the McCloskeys have come out and said that they're not backing down. They are apparently going to not cave into the state attorney in St. Louis, charging them with each with a count of felony for using the weapon in a threatening manner. The attorney general of Missouri came out again yesterday and said that he was going to pursue charges for improper use of the authority of that attorney going after these people because of the castle doctrine. Now, we've talked about that before, but Missouri does have a castle doctrine law, and they were well within their rights doing what they did.
Well, right, and I think it can be shown that the prosecution in this case, that city attorney is simply evidently doing this in order to gin up more political strife in the whole thing, and that's not what the public wants, especially and again the circumstances just seem to be so clear cut. It wasn't that they were trying to, at least from what I can tell with the videotapes, they weren't trying to suppress peaceful protesters, because peaceful protesters don't typically break into to private areas and then to do their protest. They go down city streets that are open to the public, these kinds of things. So you can't create the situation where already there's been something that's threatening to people who were living peaceably in their home.
Well, that's very true. And by the way, a special shout out to Catwoman and Road Dog. They just sent me a direct message. It says that, let's see, they're in a rainy Illinois, headed to Laredo, and they're listening right now. Well, we'll talk about that, the weather, but I do know there was rain up in that section of the country tonight. So they're apparently finding it.
Very cool. Well, yeah, and stay safe out there.
Yep. Now, we had a, and this is really crazy, we had a Seattle councilwoman She looks so pretty with that earring in her nose. She made a suggestion yesterday, a city council suggestion, that they change the hiring procedure at the Seattle Police Department and fire all the white officers and go with black and minority officers only.
That is
racist to the upstream extreme measure.
Yeah, I mean, that's just on its face. I mean, that's straight up. Now, of course, in this politically charged climate, there's going to be pundit after pundit who's going to say, well, that can't be. She's trying to create a new, society or some other such thing. But how is it possible if you are an officer of a particular ethnic origin, but yet you're told we don't want you because your crime is having a certain skin color? That sounds, and you've done nothing wrong, by the way. That smacks of exactly why we're having these kinds of conversations about race in this country as it relates to black people. This is exactly the same kind of thing. So two wrongs don't make a right.
Right. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, the other thing is, in Minnesota, lawmakers have passed the police accountability package. There will be no more Floyd-style neck restraints at all.
Well, right. And we saw this coming, of course, because obviously what we saw in the video was so terrible, and made the prediction at that time that obviously the chokeholds are going to be banned more than likely. But at the same time, though, of course, the idea of what the Minnesota legislature may be doing, of course, is a lot of that has to do with a bandwagon, it would appear, again, sort of demonizing police officers. And so that's not what I think the general public really wants. They want good policies. They want best practices. But at the same time, they also don't want to constrain the police from A, doing their job, and B, protecting themselves when they come under attack. And I don't know, Captain, I've lost count of how many videos I've seen of just absolute straight-up attacks on police officers.
Well, Chicago the other night, 51 of them got hurt in an ambush when they were called to make sure a statue wasn't torn down. And they got ambushed by several hundred rioters.
Right. And if you're outnumbered like that, it's mathematics at that point. And so exactly. But I do think people, as I said, they want good policy. They want best practices. They want accountability in any profession, especially professions where they're charged with protecting us. But they don't want to hamstring mm-hmm. the police.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy is going to take us to break, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is on the air, rolling along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the COVID-19 outbreak in the United States is likely to get worse before it gets better.
My administration will stop at nothing to save lives and shield the vulnerable, which is so important. We've learned so much about this disease, and we know who the vulnerable are, and we are going to indeed shield them. And again, the vaccines are coming, and they're coming a lot sooner than anyone thought possible, by years.
The president urged young Americans to avoid crowded bars. He's also endorsing masks.
I have the mask right here. I carry it, and I will use it gladly.
He also said he strongly backs social distancing.
6 feet to me is common sense. I'd like to say maybe make it a little bit further.
It was only a month ago that he openly wished for packed rallies. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has now hit 142,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. GEICO.com is the website to go to get yourself a cost comparison. And all you have to do is go to GEICO.com and type in your zip code. And they will simply ask you whether or not you want to get a quote for the vehicle you're driving or whatever. And the answer, of course, is yes, because you want to see if they can save you some money on the car or the truck that you're driving. But if you've got an RV, or maybe you've got an ATV or a motorcycle or a boat, then they can help you with your insurance on that, too. And if you bundle it, if you're a homeowner and you bundle it on a homeowner's policy, because they sell homeowner's policies at GEICO, or a renter's insurance policy, then guess what? You can save more money, too, because bundling is the way to go to save some extra money. So go over to GEICO.com and check them out and see what they can do for you. Now, Kyle Warren is back with us, the professor of politics, and good morning again, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Joe Biden said, I believe just this past, late this past week, I believe he said that he had narrowed his choices down to 4 black women to run for vice president, correct?
Yeah, that's what we heard, yeah.
Well, yesterday, you know what he said?
What was that?
The Michigan governor, Whitmer, is still possibly in the running. We still might consider her. By the way, Stacey Abrams might be in the running, too. And we heard a long time ago Stacey Abrams was not being considered.
Yeah, and we had last heard, and this was just a little while ago, that Stacey Abrams hadn't even become wasn't vetted, essentially. So that would be very important. But it's interesting that they're mentioning Governor Whitmer of Michigan. Obviously, they would want her to be there to sort of balance out. I think part of the age factor is part of that, obviously. But her star began to fall after the way she treated Michiganders in the first go around with the coronavirus. And so I don't know. I thought she was out of this, pretty lock, stock, and barrel after that. But they may be feeling that her star is back on the rise again, because part of the job of being the vice presidential candidate, and more so under with Joe Biden, is going to be the person who can go on the attack against President Trump. And so Michigan Governor Whitmer obviously would be able to do that. But also Stacey Abrams, though, that's also quite interesting. So I'm wondering what their internal polling might be looking like, Captain.
Well, yeah, that would be it right there. Mm-hmm. Now, the Department of Homeland Security chief, the acting chief, is promising that the feds are not going to leave Portland or Seattle or any other lawless city very soon, despite the criticism they're getting from some of the mayors. And again, as we mentioned earlier in this hour, in this broadcast, that 150 federal agents were en route to Chicago.
That's right. That's right. And because of the ongoing violence and the mass shooting that was there, that obviously needs to be dealt with. But you're right. Now, it's 52 days that of rioting has gone on in the city of Portland. I can't imagine a better reason to have federal law enforcement officials going there and being able to identify. They've already identified, I know, a lot of the agitators.
That's
and
right.
Those and those who are actually causing these things to happen. This is going and has gone, I think any reasonable person would conclude that this has gone way far beyond protesting an unjust death in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is now, you have people that believe that, hey, we're going to play for all the marbles here. We're finally getting our time in the sun, and we're going to go out there, and we're going to be anarchists, and we're going to, do all these things that we've sat around and trained for or talked about or dreamed about. But yet, Captain, I think it's really important to realize that the people that are doing this are not the majority viewpoint in the United States of America. They are a very fringe element that believes they're going to somehow take down the government. This is crazy.
Well, Alan Nebraska is asking a question. He's saying, what kind of strategy would be in play to wait so long to pick a VP?
Well, that's a really good question, Al. I think they're going to try to essentially milk this for all that it's worth with the mm-hmm. anticipation and then sort of the surprise and shock value of whatever it might be, because they've got to try to get a real boost. We know that the enthusiasm isn't really there for Joe Biden. So whatever's going to energize his campaign is going to be the VP pick. And so I think they're going to try to do that for maximum effect see if they can get anything to sort of take off. Because like I mentioned about their internal polls, they've got to know that people are just lackluster about Joe Biden. He's not a leader. He's not President Trump in the sense that of being able to be making decisions. I think people know that he is, being handled by people.
Now, there's something interesting that's taking place right now in the George Floyd death case up in Minnesota. The judge there lifted the gag order in the case against the former police officers involved in that case. I wonder what that's all about.
That's a real good question. Yeah, this is really something that one would, I guess we'd make the assumption that they would be able to talk about the case, about the charges, these kinds of things. I don't know that they will really want to do that because they don't want to be tried in the court of public opinion. There's going to be trials on this. So I would expect that they'd want to lay low.
I wonder if it has anything to do with going on television.
Well, sure, they may be able to do that as well. But it's so politically charged that I think no matter where they appear or whatever they say, it's going to be absolutely controversial.
Now, the killer of the Jersey federal judge's son might have killed someone else en route to that house. We're finding that out now.
Yeah, and we're trying to get more details about it. Certainly, I mean, obviously, this particular person who did the shooting, they were obviously very, very disturbed. So yes, and whatever connection there may be, we don't know yet. And whether or not it's just something where this person felt he was going to take out people that he wanted to do to take out before he himself committed suicide. So, but it does add into the bizarre nature and the tragedy, obviously, of what this story is all about.
Do you remember when New York City built that $52 million COVID-19 hospital to treat some 80 patients?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, well, it's still there and it's still treating patients.
Yeah. But, yeah, and so that was built in Central Park, correct? Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, $52 million. And they and didn't the president, bring in the Corps of Engineers or something to build the Javits Center or build out the Javits Center as a COVID-19 hospital?
I don't think
it was ever used. You know, they redid the ventilation system and all kinds of stuff.
Yep. Nope. Yep. It was never used. You are right.
Yeah.
By the way, we have had a second amphibious assault ship catch fire while in port for repairs. This one was the USS Kearsarge. I don't know what's going on.
That's incredible in the terms of coincidence. The first was in San Diego. Is this where do we know where this one is?
I didn't check. The story doesn't tell me, but I guess I'll find out during the break.
Yeah, but again, that's a terrible, terrible coincidence.
Now, the other thing is that this fire was put out, thank God, but it got started kind of like under the same circumstances, overhaul, repairs being done, and all that.
Well, exactly. And, obviously, especially through welding and things like that, and there's anything that's flammable nearby, I'm sure you could tell us all kinds of stories of how fires get started, and nobody thought that could ever happen, given the circumstances they were in at that time, but yet the fire started up.
Could be a chemical reaction, especially when you're talking about cleaning paint and cleaning material and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, or just floating around in the air, maybe, fumes and stuff.
Yeah, that could do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
That could do it, too. But anyway, it's just very suspicious, again, that here we are, and we've had a second assault ship catch fire in less than a week.
No kidding.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
10,
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We're going to get started with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there if you're out there on the highways and byways and tell them you've been listening to Captain's America Third Watch. And the captain said you could stop by and get yourself a free cup of coffee, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So, Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And here we go.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio, a little song for that left lane. Goes like this, come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Ray Carlisle. There ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And that was an oldie but goodie, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Now, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix here, because I'm going to read this weather statement, and then I'm going to give it over to him. Now, Kyle, a front over the upper Midwest to the central high plains will move slowly eastward during the next couple of days, and strong to severe thunderstorms and the risk of flash flooding will be possible along and ahead of the front. Meanwhile, a critical fire weather condition will persist in much of the Great Basin in Southwest, and the tropics will also remain active in both the Atlantic and the Pacific. But in the Atlantic, we've got a system that is coming down the slot from the Caribbean, and it's just now starting to emerge into the Gulf, and there is still, I believe, a 30% chance of that developing into something over the next 3 to 5 days. We'll see. We'll see. But what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, what we have out west is we still have a lot of fire weather warnings, and this is covering a large part of the western United States. Part of it in California, but that's in northeastern California, where we have the Hog Fire that was burning. There's also another fire north of that, we understand, and that was causing a lot of smoke problems. We're not seeing the same smoke warnings. However, again, if you're traveling up 395 north of Reno and you're heading towards Susanville, you may encounter some of that smoke. We understand the fire actually damaged some fiber optic lines, and residents there, I believe, are being asked to make emergency phone calls only, basically. But there's also the other fire I mentioned is called the Gold Fire, and that's in northern Lassen County, and they're trying to get that under control. But all over the western United States, all over the state of Nevada, into southern Oregon, also part of northern California, southern Idaho, all the way up through Boise, also through Pocatello, Twin Falls, we have fire weather warnings, as we're seeing a lot of this hot weather just stay all over the west, especially in Las Vegas. And I might add as well, in the areas where I was mentioning about the fires, they're also seeing some perhaps gusty winds because of the weather that's there. They may actually see lightning strikes, which could ignite other blazes in that area. So be very careful.
Wonderful. Now, over into Colorado, we have some poor air quality east of Denver going towards Nebraska tonight. That, again, is because of all the heat that they've had there in the state, and things have just gotten very stagnant. And then New Mexico has a fire watch, not warning, fire watch going on there in most of the state there. I-40, you certainly will see it coming across. And we've got a little bit of rain tonight around Springfield, Missouri on I-70 by the looks here. And Columbia, Missouri also, it looks like we have some rain. Now, not sure if that's going to stay there or not, but at the moment that's what that's looking like. Now, taking a look at the East Coast before we go to the tropics here, the East Coast, we've got North Carolina, pretty much the two-thirds of the state with a high heat warning. The eastern part of Virginia, that's pretty much up I-95. Again, that heat also continues to go up onto Maryland and Delaware and New Jersey. And it also is around New York City. And then it kind of A little bit around. It's not as big as what it was the past couple of days, but the southeast corner of Pennsylvania, around Allentown, Pennsylvania, it looks like as if you've got a high heat advisory.
That's right, Captain. It's all the way up through Trenton, New Jersey, and so forth, as you mentioned, in Delaware, down the coast. And, yes, I see also the excessive heat warning right in the middle of North Carolina. That would be in the Wilson area. Also, it looks like Goldsboro and Mount Olive, Clinton, Fayetteville as well.
Now, down in the Keys, we have got some rough weather right now, Key West. We have that tropical wave that's coming across, and the winds are picking up a little bit, but again, it's just a tropical wave so far. Winds are picking up a little bit. We have a high surf advisory and a small craft advisory for Key West and all the way back up towards Marathon, and that's continuing out into the Gulf as that system, that storm system, which right now is nothing more than just a tropical wave, is moving towards the Texas coastline.
That's right. And just off the coast of Alabama near Mobile and Pensacola as well in the panhandle, we also have a small craft advisory just offshore there.
Okay, and that's, I don't think it's related, though, do you?
No, I don't, it's not. I believe it's a separate issue, yeah.
All right, and of course, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying Truck, Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and you'll find out when you pull on into one of those places, you're going to really be pleasantly surprised, because you could find a McDonald's, you could find a Wendy's, you could find an Arby's, you could find a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete line of food, and, of course, their great ice cream products, too, at a Pilot Travel Center. Might also find a Pizza Hut or a Subway or a Taco Bell, or could even be a Dunkin' Donuts full-service facility there, too. But don't forget, the Flying J's are still your great sit-down restaurants with the Denny's that are there, or the Huddle Houses that are there, or the Moe's Southwest Grill, depending on what part of the country that you're in when you go to check them out, right?
Well, that's right. And after a long day driving and pulling in, they're going to have something that you like. Absolutely.
Yeah, and of course, remember, you know, if you need a shower, they got you covered. You need to do your laundry, they got you covered. Need to take your 10-hour break, they got the parking lots there, you got you covered there. So Flying J and Pilot Travel Center is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Remember that. Keep that in mind when you're out there in the highways and byways. You're going to be glad. Glad you did. All right, and here comes the music for the top of the hour. That means we're going to go to the news break, and when we come back, more with Kyle Warren. And oh, by the way, we're going to tell you about a teacher that got fired over a tweet. Yep, a tweet. School teacher got fired. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.